AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Illinois Election Board has voted to keep former President Trump on the state's primary ballot. Ed Donahue has details.
The vote was unanimous, but the board's hearing officer found there was evidence Trump is ineligible to run for violating a constitutional ban on those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Another board member, Catherine McCrory, a Republican, believes there was an insurrection on January 6th. As far as Donald Trump is concerned,
there's no doubt in my mind that he manipulated, instigated, aided, and abetted an insurrection on January 6th.
McCrory voted to keep Trump on the ballot.
However, having said that, is not my place to rule on that today.
She says the board doesn't have jurisdiction to enforce that conclusion. Next week, the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in Trump's appeal of a Colorado ruling, declaring him ineligible for the ballot in that state. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden says he doesn't want to expand war in the Middle East, but he has decided how to respond to the killing of three American service members in Jordan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's very possible that what you'll see is a tiered approach here, not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
Employers posted 9 million job openings in December, an increase from November, and another sign the job market remains resilient. The number of Americans quitting jobs dipped. And Shelley Adler on how consumers are feeling.
Coming off strong holiday spending, consumers are feeling more confident than they have been in 2 years. That's according to the Conference Board. The business research group says its consumer confidence index rose for the third straight month. The index is at its highest level since December of 2021. And Americans' expectations of a recession in the next 12 months continues to decline. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks closed mixed in quiet trading. This is AP News. Entertainer Chita Rivera has died at the age of 91 after a brief illness. That word from her daughter. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraleta has a look at her career.
Chita Rivera jumped into the public eye when she played Anita in the original production of West Side Story. She also originated the role of Velma in Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna lose my knees.
Rivera won 2 Tony Awards for The Rink and Kiss of the Spider Woman. Rivera said in an AP interview last April she thought of herself as Dolores while the world knew Cheetah.
She's the one that has been taking all the glory, you know. She's been she's been doing all the shows. But Dolores is the one that's pushed her into it.
I'm Margie Zaraleta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.